The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Yeah, you had my wife on your programme during the year, yes. Dahi O'Shea joins us in Studio 10. And, of course, The Rose of Tralee is on next Monday and Tuesday, live from the Dome.
Is that the first time you said that, Ray?
I thought I was there again. Imagine me in the tux, live from the Dome. How are you?
We were watching footage of you earlier on today.
Why so?
Well, it's 60 years of the Rose of Tralee, so we have a lovely montage of all the presenters, and you're in there cartwheeling around the place.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you still do it?
I can actually. Yeah. I'm not going to do it for you now, but I still can do a cartwheel. Can you do a cartwheel?
No.
No. So it's your 10th year.
Yes. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did you ever think you'd see the day?
I never thought I'd saw you finishing up with the Rose of Tralee, right? Not to mind me taking over, and not to mind us having a conversation about me doing it 10 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I remember getting the call to say that Ray D'Arcy was finishing up, and then the general public heard about it after. And then I got the call from RTE to say, would you be interested in doing it? And sure, it was a no-brainer for me. It was something that I was always interested in doing. I'd been involved with the festival for a while as well. So you get your first one under your belt. You say, geez, I was the host of the Rose of Tralee for a year. And you go to bed in that Tuesday night thinking that you're great. And then you have to do it again the following year. And then you do for 5 years. And then Ray did five. So I'm after matching Ray. This is all in my own head, of course.
Right.
Do 6 years, I'm after matching Marty Whelan, right? So now I'm second. And now I'm 10. I'm still 7 to go to catch up with Gay.
Yeah.
So 10 years. It's
so that's the goal now, 17.
Well, the goal is to get the gig again next year.
I'm sure you will. So it is what it is. It is the event in the tent.
It is. And that's.
So you're not going to come in to me and say we're changing it this year. We've a new format.
Well, no. It is what it is, as you say. But you probably will remember there were regional selections and so on and so forth, where there were 64 rows, and then there was a weekend in June that turned into 32. Then the last couple of years they brought everyone to Tralee, and then you had this situation really. On a Saturday evening where half the roses were going on TV, the other half weren't going on TV.
That was difficult, wasn't it?
It was difficult for everyone. And I think it was the festival themselves trying to accommodate everyone and try to make everyone happy. And then I suppose at the end, half the people were happy and half were unhappy. Then you had roses who were sharing a room together, one going on TV, one not going on TV. Yeah, yeah. The roses who weren't going on TV.
Families who travelled from England and Australia and America.
That said, everyone knew what was involved from the beginning. Now, there are 32 rows going to Tralee, everyone going on TV, so the TV show won't change at all.
And you've met them all.
Met them all.
You're pictured in all the papers today on a bike.
Yeah, and that's the bike from Glenroe.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you got the bike from Glenroe and then Julian Benson's jacket from Dancing with the Stars.
I purchased that jacket myself, Ray D'Arcy, right?
Is it? Well, how would you describe it? Is it embossed or?
It's embalmed, I'd say. Should be buried down the back garden. But like I was in New Jersey a few weeks ago with Rita.
Right, no, sorry.
So we went into Macy's. I'm attracted to all those kinds.
Yes, you are.
Few reasons. First of all, I actually like wearing that type of stuff.
Yes.
And second of all, it does catch the kind of paper.
It does.
Yes, and that's what it did.
Yeah.
But I really, really liked it. It's kind of, I suppose, a fancy waiter's jacket.
Right.
Maybe to describe it like that. But
I'd love to see it in the flesh. Is it over in wardrobe?
It's in the boot of my. No, it's mine. It's in my car with a big, huge teddy, actually.
Right.
So anyway, that's Shinshkela.
So you bought that yourself? And will you wear that in?
Don't look at me like, did you buy that yourself? Yes, I bought it myself, yeah. But you can see Rita's face going, there was three jackets. Like, it was a few hundred dollars, right? And it was down to $60. Like, hello.
Come on.
Rita was there going, surely to God, please, please don't fit him. Please don't fit him. Rita, it fits. Rita, it fits. I was shouting across the shop. Oh, Jesus, he'll disgrace us. So there we were yesterday on a Glenroe bike.
And can you tell us what you're wearing then on Monday and Tuesday night?
There's a three piece for the first night anyway, I think. Yeah, okay. It's all well. I'm fitting into it, Ray. They want me to go down to wardrobe in June. I said, don't bring me down to wardrobe in June. I'm kind of a stone and a bit heavier at that stage. Unless you join it.
But it's all that eating on the afternoon show.
There's a bit of that in it, Ray, and there's also me kind of not being able to control myself in a car for a few hours every day, and you pull in and you say, oh, sure, I'll have a rasher and sausage baguette, and sure, I'll have a fresh creamy Eclair as well.
When you're travelling from Galway down to Cork.
Yeah. So I try to be good, and I made it as far as Christmas, say, 2 years ago. I made it as far as Patrick's Day this year. And then after that, then, because I know I'll have time to lose it, but I found it kind of harder to lose it last year. Then this year, I kind of put in a big effort. So I've been eating.
You look great.
Thank you.
You look fresh and fit.
Yeah, I am. I'm all that, but like, I'm so sick of lentil soup. I'm sick of grilled chicken. I'm sick of water. I'm sick of gym. I actually curse at the gym machines and stuff.
I think most people do. I think most
not out loud
do.
Though.
And you're sporting a Guns N' Roses t-shirt.
Listen, back to where I bought the jacket. This should go inside the jacket.
And how much was that?
About $10. I can't leave a Guns N' Roses jacket behind me or a t-shirt behind me at all. Yeah.
And you were there yesterday, and of course you're given out there to the you're interviewed by the journalists, and they all want to know about the Rose Tralee and where does it stand in 2019 and modern society and women and what stories to tell about women. And what do you say?
I got this thing for a long time that, and you might have gotten it as well, Ray, when you were there, that the Rose of Tralee was out of date, okay, and it was old fashioned. So I sat down, I thought about that. I said, hang on a second, like you need an answer for that, just to knock that in the head. So we were just chatting to the Rose themselves, and like I said, the Rose of Tralee is a celebration of Irish women. So when is the celebration of Irish women out of date? Never. So then you have different things floating around these. It's like empowerment is a big one. So I was chatting to the Rose is just about empowerment and getting from them what I got. And this was the essence of the whole thing, that they found it that it's very, very empowering that you go up on stage in front of 2,000 people inside in the dome. You're chatting to a relative stranger. I know them for a week, but a warm relative stranger, if you like. And they're telling their own life story. They're telling stuff that embarrassed them, funny stories. And then you have Rose going into telling stories how they lost maybe a mom or a dad or a brother or a sister. And they do this in front of 2,000 people in the audience and how many 100,000 people at home. And you're standing there, warts and all the story. And I think that's just a very, very, there's a strong message there. And you have, I think might have been overlooked in the last couple of years. As in, hang on, we all focus on the party pieces, the mad stuff, the funny jackets that you wear at the launch and so on and so forth. But behind all that, you have real stories, real people. These are grown women who have achieved a lot in sport, a lot in education, a lot with charities, and a lot as a human being themselves as well. So to stand up in front of everyone, tell them all the good stuff, which is easy-ish, I think. But to tell the hard stuff, I think that deserves a special pat.
I suppose it's easy to knock. I was just thinking today, Maria Walsh.
Yeah.
Like, she's been elected as an MEP.
An MEP, I should have went for it, Ray. Surely they'd have given it to the host as well. Seriously, like. Surely I'd be up there close to a Rose of Tralee winner, like, if I went for it.
What's your prep? Do you have rituals around it?
The ritual I have, Ray, is that I'm just so prepared when I go down there, right? And I'm down there, say, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. I'm in bed early every night. I'm in great form. My main thing is to be in good form going down there. That's why I won't drink for 7 weeks, except for when Kerry beat Tyrone in Ireland's semi-final. Right. Had a small kind of detour there. But that's it. Like, I'm going down there in great form. Yeah. And
Full of energy. But what about on the day? I know all that. That's the long-term preparation. But do you have any rituals around, you know, wearing odd socks or, you know, a lucky pair of jocks or something like that?
I have the same pair of jocks on for the last 10 years. I'm only joking. Well, kind of. But no, the whole kind of ritual thing is to get through the rehearsal as fast as possible, because you waste energy on a rehearsal that people will never, ever see.
Right.
We have a great director of health called Alan Bourne. I'm sure you know him. Alan would have me off the stage at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll go to sleep between maybe around 5 and maybe half 6.
And you can sleep on the...
I'll sleep around 40 minutes within an hour and a half out of it. Get up then, have a few bananas... revive active. and that's kind of it. I never get dressed in the room. I always get dressed over backstage, so I'm dressed before everyone comes over.
Right.
But there, like I said, the ritual I have at 8 o'clock, and I'm not too sure if the production team would like to hear this or anything, but once the red light comes on 8 o'clock, ye can all follow me now.
Right.
That's my attitude to the whole thing. You can follow me. Yeah, we all kind of know what's supposed to be. Yeah, we know there's three roses break, four roses news, four roses break, four roses band, boot camp, escorts, four roses. We'll see you tomorrow night. That's how it's mapped out in my head. Like, so, but the 8 o'clock, yeah, you can all follow me now.
Well, that's a great way, because it's your show. I know it's the Rose's show.
But you're driving it.
You're the ringleader and you have to do it.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, and I've always said this about anything on TV. Something going wrong for me at work and something going wrong for a bomb disposal expert at work have two different outcomes. Yeah. And you know what? If you make a boo-boo... I used to be kind of worried about that at the beginning, thinking, what do people think? I'm just gone way past it.
Are you?
As in way past
I'm jealous of you.
Well, listen.
Yeah, yeah. It comes with age. Well, you're a good bit younger than me.
Thank you.
So, Micheál Óg.
Yes.
What age is Micheál Óg?
Micheál Óg is 5 and a half.
Does he realise, will he tune in now on Monday and Tuesday, does he realise what Daddy does?
Daddy, yeah.
And in August for 2 nights.
And take off Daddy and put on Paw Patrol.
Right.
Is usually the answer. Last year was the first year he kind of got what happened, where he stayed up, because he goes to bed at 7 o'clock. So he stayed up till 8 o'clock and he saw the kind of the show beginning and my entrance and stuff. And he got really, really excited for the first time. So, but I have lovely pictures of Micheál every year on stage of me during a rehearsal.
Oh, great.
So they're nice pictures to have as well. But I'd imagine, say, he'll probably stay up maybe up as far as the news maybe this year.
I was reading there and you've never told me this before. I suppose you have to save a bit of information, yeah, or drip feed us information over the years, that you were hoping that Rita didn't win, because you knew that if she won the Rose Tralee, that you wouldn't be able to date her.
This is what happens when you do when you do paper interviews with your tongue shoved in the side of your mouth, right? And people actually believe what you say, right?
You see, they can't see your tongue shoved inside your mouth.
So I was there, I said, sure, she couldn't win it, like, because I couldn't ask it. This was the tone I was
using. She was the New Jersey Rose.
She was the New Jersey Rose.
I did, yeah.
2008.
Okay.
And you sang the Jumbo Breakfast Roll together.
Yes, well, I danced, she sang, right?
Yeah, actually a very good partnership, actually. We were really, really happy, but we often speak about it over dinner. So, yeah, I was a judge, and like I can still remember the first day she came in, and she was like just beautiful coming in. She had a beautiful red dress on as well, and she looked so elegant and everything. And they were asking their question. I said, geez, this one's a fine looking. You know? So, from the first day I saw her, I said, I thought she was beautiful looking. Then I got to know her.
But did you actually go there? Did you go there in that first few moments? That now I'm a judge.
Yeah.
If she wins and I start hating her, they're going to start saying that was a fix.
No.
Oh God. No.
Oh no. Hang on a second. No. So we didn't get together until 2 years after that.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
No. So we became friends.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
No. Hey, yeah. You open your mouth, this would happen.
Yeah. You have to wear that jacket, the one that you were pictured in yesterday. You have to wear that in the dome on Monday or Tuesday night. Huh?
Do you know what? I think it deserves another outing.
It does deserve another outing.
Yeah.
I'm going out to the car now to have a look at it in the flesh. I'm so interested in it.
I've been threatened as well by, I'm being trolled by people on 2FM now as well.
What?
About just wearing kinky boots on one of the nights.
Because you've a great collection of cowboy boots, don't you?
I do.
How many pairs do you have?
According to me or to Rita?
I prefer Rita's answer.
None.
All right.
But I have about 4 or 5 pairs all the time. Yeah.
You're not Imelda Marcus then.
But no, but like say Rita kind of, yeah, they're out again. Oh, they are, yeah.
All right.
But yeah.
So one of the days you're going to wear, so it's the jacket and the cowboy boots. So you have to tune in for that. 8 o'clock Monday and Tuesday, the Rose Tralee presented for the 10th year by Dahi O'Shea.
Ah, right. Thank you. Garamila.
Never lost it, never had
no,
it.
No, listen, you could be called back. You could be called back.
Right. Mary Winston's on the way. We're back tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Good luck.